All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to talk about the Mortal Kombat trailer. Mortal Kombat is back for 2021. Put the more modern spin on Mortal Kombat, so the later games, Mortal Kombat 10, or Mortal Kombat X, Mortal Kombat 11. Mortal Kombat trailer, Big Mike.
It was cool with me. About a Red Band trailer, which is a good sign, because if it had just been a regular trailer, then I kind of would be like, eh, thought the movie's rated R. And I know that one of the actors was saying on set he almost threw up a couple times from the fatalities being gruesome and kind of on par with what the video game. Like I said, I like the trailer. Just get your popcorn ready. Like, this is one of those, I don't need the writing. I don't need the story to make sense. Just give me a bunch of ridiculous fight scenes, some gory-ass fatalities, and I'm good. I don't need anything else to make sense at all. And from the trailer, that one line that did bother me was the "I am Sub-Zero." That, for whatever reason, rubbed me the wrong way.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Yeah, that. So, I mean, it's not like we don't know who you are. It's been several years of Mortal Kombat, so I'm pretty sure, aside from the website Jezebel, who doesn't know that Chun-Li is not in Mortal Kombat. But everyone knows these characters, at least Sub-Zero, Scorpion, Liu Kang.
Yeah, you know the prominent characters. Like, there was no need for that line to be in there. And like I say, normally stuff like that, I just ignore. And for whatever reason, that line really rubbed me the wrong. I was just like, come on, man. I said, this writing's going to be terrible. I can say this now. But again, I don't care about any of that. I'm not looking for this movie to make sense. I'm not looking for the acting to be great. I just need some ridiculous fight scenes. And Jax got his arms ripped off in the trailer. I said, that's it. Just give me that. I'm good.
It's like that scene in the Scorpion and Sub-Zero fighting, and then Sub-Zero does like some blood ice dagger. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
When Jack shot the gun and Sub-Zero froze the bullet, like those types of things, I'm like, yes, that's all I need. Everything else can suck. I don't care one bit. As long as those things are good, I'm going to give it a good score. I'm going to eat my popcorn, sit back in April, and I'm going to enjoy this.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like is the Cole character. Like, I just didn't need that. And then I guess Kano is a good guy, at least temporarily, or whatever they're going to do with him. But
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the Cole guy. And I don't like the guy that's playing Kung Lao. Like, his chin looks like John Cena. It just doesn't look right under the hat. It just looks off.
Yeah, he does.
And considering that his look in the game, more akin to that character, or at least the later games, but like more recognizing that character. I'm like, ugh. But everybody else is okay. I mean, it's a popcorn movie. I'm going to turn my brain off.
There should be nobody watching this going, storyline, the dialogue, really. Like, why are you watching it for that? Come on now.
Yeah.
It's Mortal Kombat. If you could survive the 1995 movie, you
should be able to survive. I might watch that. I haven't seen Mortal Kombat Annihilation in a long time. I have
Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat 2. Oh, is that Annihilation?
Yeah.
The second one?
Yeah.
I've watched both of them recently. The second one, oh my God. But the first one, some of the fight scenes do hold up still. But this should be better than that easily.
Yeah, definitely. But again, it's going to be a good thing because I guess obviously it's going to be a dual release home and theater. So sit back on the couch.
I'll be at home watching it. I mean, I've seen where they
turned the receiver.
I guess they did a survey and half Americans said that they're comfortable going back to the theater. The only problem that I have with that is today I turned around and heard there's still like 2,500 deaths a day and there's been like 250,000 people dead since just December. So I'm like, how the hell are you going to reopen a theater? And that makes zero sense.
There's always going to be a lull with this where the summertime was like, oh, well, the cases are going down and everybody's kind of out. And about fall hit, things just ramped up and ramped up quickly. And obviously, we have a vaccine now or vaccines, but it'll be a while before I go back to the theater. Now I'll go to a drive-in, but it's a little too cold for that right now.
We ever go back to the theater? I need space. Social justice. Put plexiglass.
I need a balcony.
Right now, the streaming thing works perfectly fine for me. I'm good with going to pickups curbside, coming home, sitting down. Like I said, if I had to go to the bathroom, I could pause, walk away, come back. I'm good with this. It's not bothering me one bit.
I'm pretty happy with the trailer. The CGI does not look too cheesy. on this as compared to the first Mortal Kombat. It's not one of those movies that are out there to make crazy bucks off the name, but they're actually going into the depth of the Mortal Kombat tournament. Whereas in, I guess, the first Mortal Kombat, it was like, oh, this is a cool little thing to do, but they're actually going into all these different characters. So I'm pretty excited about it. I haven't seen a trailer worthwhile that's coming out very recent. Maybe I'm just excited because there's something new. I look forward to it. It's good to be able to have a movie that I can pause, or, you know, I don't necessarily have to worry about going out and contracting any kind of virus, which is always a good thing. Netflix and all them with the streaming. I mean, this might be the new standard, to be honest with you.
Well,
I just
hope that it needs to be, and it had been trending that way. And even from the point where Redbox and Netflix, just really that whole DVD dynamic changed, and then it changed into the streaming, the next logical step is to skip things releasing in the movies, and then all these big budget movies are releasing on streaming services. It has been happening. I mean, Disney has proven that it's possible, but even some of their stuff, it's not theater quality, but they proved that they can do it.
Yeah, I guess the days of those billion-dollar hits, unless they do go back to movies, those days are essentially gone. I don't see any streaming service making $1 billion.
Most movies now are probably pulling in $10 to $15 million, maybe billion-dollar movies. At least right now, the next 2 to 3 years are probably going to be on hold. I mean, if things break $300 million, and that's like the upper tier, that might be considered a success.
If it keeps like this, it'll be a success. Because like you said, movies now won't even crack $100 million at this point.
Yeah, I mean, $50
million. Feige's holding out for the theater to reopen before he puts out Black Widow. But even I've heard that it's possible in the next couple of weeks they finally will announce at the end of May it'll be on Disney Plus with premium access. So
yeah, and I mean, Warner Brothers has been aggressive this year. Theaters concerned, theater owners and then directors got pissed off when they said they were going to do day and date streaming and movie release, and then that whole thing afterwards came where do 30 days simultaneously and then we'll pull it from streaming. If I've seen it once, I don't need to see it again. Doesn't really matter at that point. But talking to Keith and James about a week ago, but yeah, I'm just kind of tired of all these services that everything has to be something plus. CBS All Access is now Paramount Plus, Discovery Plus. I think there needs to be some consolidation. Obviously, people saw how much money that they were probably giving to Netflix for their content, but at some point, you're going to reach a level of too much saturation. Was Netflix, Hulu, and those were kind of like the balance, and then you had like some of the smaller services like Vudu, things like that. But just way too many services right now. HBO Max, Cinemax Max. Again, Warner Brothers has been aggressive with everything that they're doing. So thank you, Warner Brothers.
Well, and I guess, yeah, kudos to them for at least coming out and kind of already saying, look, for the whole year, we're just going to do this. Point they're talking about Suicide Squad possibly going to theaters because they're going to reopen theaters. And Warner Brothers Media came out and said, no, we're just going to stick with the current release schedule. Everything's going to be on HBO Max. So
then you also already had Regal, Edwards, like whatever you want to call them. I mean, right now, as far as the U.S. concerned, it's really AMC and Cinemark. And then like whatever other third movie theaters.
Yeah, AMC got a bailout. So that's why they're safe for at least the next year. They got some people invested or gave them some money.
Well, I mean, it was all that stuff around the GameStop stuff. AMC was the third party to that, the other stock.
Yeah.
To the moon, everybody, to the moon. But good. Really want to see the Justice League thing. So the next major release.
Yeah, they're successfully building hype towards that. And I think we did talk about how that comes out the same weekend as Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, I think they come out the same weekend. I think Justice League is on the 18th and Falcon and Winter Soldier comes out on the 19th of March. So, I mean, of course, I'm going to watch Falcon and Winter Soldier first because it's only an hour. It's not going to take me long before I sit there for 4 hours of Justice League.
Still a ridiculous proposition. 4 hours of Justice League.
I had this interview today. I got to finish reading the Vanity Fair about Zack Snyder. I guess he opened up about Justice League thing, what happened the first time and all the fiasco behind the scenes. think Christopher Nolan told him something about he could never see Joss Whedon's vision for Justice League. They got the press train rolling for this thing to be huge. And now it's a whole global release on the 18th, because the first is supposed to just be the U.S. and overseas later, and now they got it. Everybody's getting on the 18th. So supposed to be Warner Brothers' big home run, so we'll see what happens.
So that's Mortal Kombat. Get your controllers ready.
I am so cruel.
Yeah, please don't do that. I hope that was only for the trailer. But again,
you know how they do stuff in the trailer that don't make the movie? I'm hoping that's one of the ones that made the cutting room floor. Straight got cut out. It was beyond unnecessary, but yeah. Whatever. I don't know how to explain it. He said it, and I was like, why?
That's like Transformers, where everyone forgets. Optimus is like, I am Optimus Prime. Like every fucking movie, he's saying the same thing. I am Optimus Prime. We didn't forget the first 7 times.
Yeah, I think he said that in the last night. It was like, I am Optimus Prime.
But I remember him doing that in the cartoon, so I think that that's why it never bothers me. For some reason, I don't know, the Sub-Zero lines is really... stuff has irritated me lately, so I don't know how to explain it.
I am Optimus Prime, and these are the Autobots.
Like, if you, Barry, you ever seen that Car Shield commercial with Ice-T?
Yeah.
It irks me every time when he goes... If your check engine light comes on, that's game over, and they hit the DJ scratch. I swear to God, it pisses me off so much. I'm like, why?
Yeah, yeah. So.
Oh, my God. That's how the Sub-Zero line was. All right, I'm done.
All right. So, Mortal Kombat, out next month. Day and date release with the movies and streaming. So, stay safe, everybody. Beast Game Podcast.
Get your popcorn. Fatalities.
Yeah. Go to Dollar Tree or Dollar General first. Go to snacks.